Yee.
Hey, I'm on the radio. Please tell me I'm on the radio. Because all I ever want to do is be on the radio. Nah, man. Hey, shout out to my boy, The Rogue. C. Griggs. It's what it is. It's the deal going down. It's your boy, Logic. Sending the biggest shout out in H-Town. And that's just how it go. You dig? I'm out. What's the deal going down? This your boy C. Griggs the Rogue, and welcome to another episode of the Rogue Radio.
Yay! Alright. How we looking? That looks a lot better. Let's see. What are we able to say? Pull up the notes. We will not be videotaping because I've spoken this episode. Let's get into it. What's the deal going down? This is your boy, C. Griggs Rogue. Welcome to another episode of the Rogue Radio. And we're coming to you live from H-Town. Live and direct. And we're going to just jump straight on into the show today because we got a whole lot of shit to unbox, as usual. You know, I usually don't hit you unless there's something good going down. And, Internet wins once again. I'm just going to jump right into it. Dick cakes. Yes, I said it. Dick cakes. There is a new sensation sweeping the nation out of California, based off of some Asian influence. I believe it's Taiwanese. I'm trying to figure out. I'm pulling it up now because, you know me, not prepared as I should be. Yeah. There's this new sensation sweeping the nation. It's called the dick cake. It's a cake, and I guess you can find it basically at fairs. fairs, Yummy Heroes, X-rated D cakes. Yeah, let's see. It's a strange new craze, and it's got people waiting. You know, it's in Los Angeles, of course, and it's a penis-shaped pudding from Taiwan. The manager, it's like a deep fried penis, and they're selling these, and they're selling like cakes. At Los Angeles, and they even sprinkle. They even sprinkle like some white creamy sauce on top, and they put a little bit extra at the tip for just the tip. Man, this is doing it right now. This is fucking hilarious. Oh man, dog, the world. This is fucking stupid as fuck. Oh man, I've never. Oh man, this is a thing. Man. It's a new craze. I have no idea where the hell you can find one of these in Los Angeles, but apparently when you go out there to Los Angeles, you can go get your D cake. And if you don't want all of it, you can just have just the tip and save the rest for later. Oh my God. Dog, man. Welcome to 20 fucking 19, man. This shit here is crazy as fuck. And with that, we will jump into tonight's show. Ah, man. Just want to share that laugh with y'all. So, Jasmine Cashmere is a porn, has went from porn star to preacher. Shout out to that. I mean, you know, whatever you have to say to that, don't say to it. Million one ways to get paid, choose one. And that's all I have to say about that. Whoop. Man, just before I went live on the damn show, I was pulling up the notes for tonight's show. And as my blunt went out, bruh. Motherfucker, the goddamn Popeye's chicken sandwich back to stay, apparently, but it's already in danger because not even 24 hours in, a motherfucker has been stabbed to death in fucking, I think, Baltimore, somewhere in Maryland. Some man stabbed somebody else to death behind the motherfucking Popeye's chicken sandwich because that motherfucker cut in line, and there's a motherfucker going to jail for years behind this motherfucking sandwich. Bruh, dog. Ooh, who would have thought that such, man, you know what? I'm staying away from that. Well, anyway, the Popeye's chicken sandwich is back. And that's, you know, yay. Like, RIP to the motherfucker that died over the goddamn sandwich, man. You know, I remember the days when niggas used to die over Jordans, you know, and that sucked. So it definitely must suck to die over a fucking $3 sandwich, you know. Not to trivialize that shit. That's some hoe ass shit, like, you know, since social restraint and all that. But fuck. Moving on. Man. Anybody heard the new Kanye album? Yeah, Kanye's new album. What is it? Jesus is King, I think it is. Man, you know. Either way, he's been touring across the country, doing a free Sunday service, and apparently on one of these free Sunday services, he has launched this thing called Brunchella. So I guess it's like a festival of sorts. And when they made one of their more recent stops, the fans were none too impressed because, first of all, it was supposed to be a brunch. So this is around about 11 o'clock. Kanye didn't show up till like 7 o'clock that evening. Talk about he hadn't got picked up from the airport yet or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck happened. But not only that, while they were there, they were served to what looked like a McDonald's breakfast, nigga. Like, actually, McDonald's looked like they had better breakfast than they did, man. Like, oh my God. And it was $55 fucking dollars, nigga. So people were very upset. They wanted their money back, as well they should. But people were like, oh man, you know, with this whole Jasmine Cashmere, Kanye West, and them finding God, people could change. I can't say that, and I will say that. And you know, if you find your path, and you know, and Christianity and God leads you to lead a better life and leave a better mark on this earth, I'm all for that. But to negate, and I know when you say but, you instantly negate what you said before. The timing for me seems a little bit questionable, you know, and that's about all I can really just say, you know, without ruffling too many feathers. I'm going to move on to talk about the album. Let's talk about that. So the album, I heard the album a couple of times. I've listened to it like two or three times, and I gotta admit, the only track I like on there is Follow God. Like, that's the only thing I like. The production was nice. It was classic Kanye. There were some things though, like, that stuck out on the album that really kind of made me scratch my head a little bit. But then I was like, okay, it's Kanye, so it's kind of like it makes sense, but it didn't make sense. And maybe I'll do a little deeper dive on it, you know, or like a part two of this episode or something like that. Or maybe I won't. Who knows? But what was that? What's the second track on this damn album, man? Shit. Third track, Follow God. I thought I was getting that motherfucker to play, but apparently not. Let's see. Let's see if I can make this thing work. How about that? This is a hot ass sample, dog. Like, for real. Man, what? Come on. Man. Huh. Man. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, what got in his bag on that hoe? Like, I cannot hate at all. Like, that bitch there was mean as fuck. His flow was nice. If you listen to what he was talking about, you know, his content was all right. But that production, though, like, that track, man, I could see you could go a lot of... I hate to take from the spiritual intent from the song, but I could see how even you could go even the secular way with that track. Just to be honest with you, you know, it's just a really nice track all the way around. So that's about the only track I like, man. He could have kept that track with the clips. Didn't like that. What the fuck was closed on Sunday? This nigga had a fucking ode to Chick-fil-A. For real, for real. This is where... See, okay. There's a certain point in some of these rappers' careers where they jump off this cliff for me. And it's usually at a point in that album where I'm like, all right, you went a little too far. I'm not gonna really just be able to fuck with you like as heavy as I used to fuck with you. Like Lil Wayne, I think it was like the Carter 3. I think it was when he was rapping on Misunderstood, and he went into this like fucking monologue that just was like, no. That at that point I was like, all right, check it out a little bit. I gotta, you know what I'm saying? And Kanye did the same thing with me. I can't remember what the point is with me, but like they have these little, and from there, it seems like they go to testing their artistic limits a little too much for me and get outside of their comfort bag, and you end up with shit like an ode to Chick-fil-A. Called Close on Sunday, and this it literally is talking and rapping about Chick-fil-A for an entire song, bro. Like, that shit actually happened. Like, for real. Oh man. And he got that one off. Like, I can't say nothing about it. But yeah, oh God, that was everything we need in 2019. And that shit flowed like water, you know, because God is. And I would keep my hands on and use this gospel because Jesus love and be out on that one. That's my review on Jesus is King. Like, he had Kenny G on a track with the Clips. Like, you really want me to review this album? Like, y'all really want, like, I'm gonna piss so many people off if I really just say what I really feel about this. And I'm just gonna gloss over it. I really am. Cause, like, I love Kenny G. I got a Kenny G vinyl on my shelf right now. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I fucks with Kenny G. Like, heavy. Got Fred Hammond. I fucks with Fred Hammond. But this album is trash. Sorry. That's all I said about it. Anyway, I'm going to take this time to take our first break. And hopefully I didn't piss too many people off. And we'll get back into it in just a second. This is C. Greg's Rogue, and this is The Rogue Radio. We'll be back. Man, so what's been going on, world, man? Just tapping back in with me, you know. I'm just getting back out there. Been kind of busy. Things been going on. Been working my ass off at a new job and trying to get shit situated. And so a couple of days late, but I'm still here. At last, we talked. Astros were in a playoff hunt and were on their way to another World Series. And as we now know, they're not the national champions. The Nationals are, pun intended. And, you know, it is what it is, man. They wanted it more. And that's all. That's all we can really just, we can really say, man. Hats off to them. They played an excellent series. Shit. Nobody took it on their home field, man. That's crazy. That was a storyline of the entire World Series, other than the fact that the Nationals, you know, won. Hats off to them winning that. Keep with sports, man. You know, I just like it hurts. Like, so I can't talk too much about the Astros, man. It's still a little sore spot, but we'll be back in the first week in April and we're going to take it back again. Texas won over there in London over the past week. And J.J. Watt's out for another season. And that is what it is. And shit, man. Like, Santa Watt, bro. Like, I've been riding for you. And riding for you. And riding for you. And, man, is it time to shelve J.J. Watt, man, and move on from J.J.? Like, that is the question. I'd like for you to weigh in if you got anything to say about that. I know people have been calling for that for a long time before these recent rash of injuries. I like the guy. I love the guy, man. I think he's been great for the city of Houston, you know, and I wish him well. But at the same token, man, this is it's a business, and like, boy, ain't been able to stay healthy here lately, so. Fuck we gonna do about it is the question. Man, Rockets on a 2-game winning streak. They won in Memphis, and looking at the Memphis crowd and shit like that, I realized that Memphis is soulful as fuck. Shout out to Memphis. Get your fashion game up. But anyway, and then let me see, who was it last night we played? We won last night as well. So, things are looking up. And we'll see. We'll check back in with this this new Rockets duo of... Oh, we beat the Warriors, my bad. The Rockets duo
of Russell Westbrook and James Harden. I didn't get the chance to watch the Rockets Warriors game. They won 129 over 112, but I did watch the Memphis game, and Brody was out that game. But then, boy, James Harden still put up like, what, 42, 44, some shit like that. Like, boy, it's bad. You know, it was awesome. And they keep, you know, let's see if this thing works. I believe in it. And I'm excited about it still. So let's get deeper on into this season to see what's going to happen with it. And shit, man. So, moving on from sports, I'm going to move on to taking our first break of the evening. And I'm going to grab me a drink of water, and we'll be back. Okay, and we're back. So, y'all thought I was really done with the Jasmine Cashmere shit. Nicole B. Jones, I believe is her name. And you could go to her website and see her story and things of that nature. Let's go to the site. Let's see what's going on with the actual site. SEO. Let's start off with that because her website is not even the first thing to pop up when I pull it up. I mean, I got a Tumblr and all that, but I did see that she, when I watched her video online, she had an actual website. I'm not gonna dig that damn deep to find that motherfucker. But, yeah. Jasmine Cashmere, the porn star, is now a preacher slash pastor, and there's a video out there of her evangelizing to some women about their past, and, you know, telling them that they, you know, have to be victims of their past, and, you know, they can stand in their present and, you know, hope for a better future, which I'm all behind that, you know, but oh no, I have questions. Let's just say that, you know. And I can't speak for her walk, but if I could sit down with her, you know, I would like to, you know, I'd just like to pick her brain a little bit about it, you know. Same as with Kanye. Like, speaking of, like, so Kanye West just dropped his new album, Jesus Is King. And album production wise, it's pretty good. I like it. I like what he did with the production. It's, you know, it's got some classic Kanye. Kanye killed some of these samples. The engineer was spot on, and it really, I ain't gonna say spot on. Like, I mean, there were some things like that, just like, all right, like the opening track, I was, you know, I kind of felt meh about that one, but whatever the track is after that, what was that? I don't know, Follow God, I don't know. The second track, that's a banger. That sample's dope as hell. I'm pulling it up now. I should do it justice. No, number three is Follow God. Sorry, Selah. I didn't really feel that. Like, I really didn't feel much on this album. And I like Fred Hammond. Like, I grew up on gospel music and everything from Kojic to Southern Baptist to Missionary Baptist to Methodist to Presbyterian to sitting in church from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock to... Look, don't get me started. So, I can do a good, you know, a good gospel sound. He just didn't execute that well for me. Like, the tracks, well, a lot of them were good. I think that lyrically there was much to be desired from this album. And after this review, I probably won't listen to that album very much ever. And yeah, that's it on that. But, hey, while we were doing good segues and stuff, you want to know some good things about some good hip-hop that they just dropped? Ha! That rhyme. So, Gangsta just put out an album. First album since, what, like, shoot. And since Guru died in 2010. I think the last album they had that came out was around about 2006, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah. Preem and Guru's sister and Guru's side of the family, they got together and they put together some really dope tracks from Guru. I mean, some really dope lyrics from Guru that they had gotten a hold to. And Preem did his classic thing and he murdered these tracks, and it felt like a classic Gangsta album. I mean, from start to finish, it's a press play for me. And when I say press play, it's one of those things that I could just press play and walk away from it and let it run. And I don't feel like, oh man, this song sucks, I don't want to hear it. You know, it has high replay value for me. And I'm hella enthused about it. I've been banging the shit out of it all week. Riding this old bum ass 102 in the town to get my ass to work. So, yeah. But it's been dope. Man, you should check it out. That number two track with MOP Lights Out. That one there is a bad motherfucker. Hitman with Q-Tip, that's a bad motherfucker. Shit. Family and Loyalty, that's a bad motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying? I fucked with it. Surprisingly though, the track after that, man, number nine, Get Together, it's featuring Neo and Nene Scott. Neo come through like with some classic ass hook action, man. And I was like, man, you know what? Thinking of this here, Neo, man, you know? So it really fit real well, man. You should really give this one a listen. If you have a chance, just pull up Gangsta on Spotify, and it just dropped last week. It's one of the best yet. It's an album by Spotify, by Gangsta. What, like 16 songs, I think. It'd be like 40 minutes long. But, you know, the bitch is dope. You should definitely check that motherfucker out. If you have a chance. So, yeah. That's what I've been jamming in the music world. Well, that my release radar. I don't know if y'all fool with Spotify like I fool with Spotify, but like I'm heavy on Spotify, like heavy, you know. And they send me a new playlist every Friday called Release Radar. It's like some artists that I really love and I probably hadn't heard before, or some of the new hot shit, you know, every Friday. So it's like a brand new mixtape on top of the Discover Weekly that they send you on the beginning of the week, and the daily 5 or 6 or 7 playlists that they send. Like, Spotify really goes overboard with trying to make sure that you have exactly what you need for music. Like, you can't even listen to what they try and provide you daily without Like, you'd have to listen to basically music all day. And you should definitely get deeper and deeper into that motherfucker if you have a chance. But my release radar has been really, really dope these last couple of weeks, just to put out some dope shit. That's where I found about that new John Coltrane album. I don't know if you've heard about that or if you haven't listened to it. It came out about a month or two ago. You should definitely check that out. Man, first album from Coltrane since like 68, 70 something, some shit like that. Man, get into it. But yeah. So shout out to Mr. Miles, man, for sliding that gangster on my way. Cause I didn't, I actually got his referral before it popped up over my release radar, which was funny. So I want to shout out to Mr. Miles for him. Me and my eyes and ears, I tell that true classic hip hop shit, you know, cause we got enough fuck shit going on out there with the Tekashi 6ix9ines and, you know, blah 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 and mumble rap and, you know, I'm a nigga in my late 30s, so I gotta stay in my lane and I do what the fuck I do. You know, I fucks with some of that young shit. My new job just let me know how old I am, cause like, nigga, these niggas listen to some shit I ain't even heard before, man. And I be trying to stay up on some shit, but like, bruh, you gotta get out there, get them crates, like for real, for real. You know, but you know, that's been what I've been listening to for right now, man. And go check that out. Oh, you know what? Not necessarily on the hip hop tip, but you know, R&B, Tank. Yeah, I know he had his little shit that, you know, came out a couple of weeks ago, which was basically to build some buzz behind his new album that dropped like a couple of days after his little random air quotes fucking drop about if a man sucks his dick once or twice, or gets his dick sucked once or twice, doesn't make him gay. I don't know, you know. I briefly glanced over that shit because once I found out that he plugged his damn album at the end of his clarification of his statement, then I knew exactly what the hell it was. It was just a grab for some clicks to plug his album, which I ended up streaming it, and it's actually really good. Ladies, you should definitely be playing this over the holidays and looking to snuggle up, because you know it is cuddle season in this bitch. So ladies, put some tech on and get elevated, listen to that elevation, and maybe grab you a glass of some red wine or Cabernet Sauvignon, like some Dow or Oberon or something like that. Maybe it'd be Homie and Pinot Noir. Get elevated, get lifted, and do something dirty. Who knows? That's my favorite track on that album, by the way. It's your boy, C. Griggs Rogue. We'll be back. Hey, anybody heard any news about Coming to America? And, y'all, well, Coming to America is dropping sometime 2020, and so is Bad Boys for Life. And so you have Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, Arsenio Hall, and the great Eddie Murphy. And they are all on location at Tyler Perry Studios shooting both movies at the same time. And it was a great moment. It was captured on, I believe, Instagram sometime last week. And you got to see all of those greats out there hanging out. You got even like Tracy Morgan's going to be in the new Coming to America movie. And It's I think it's gonna be fucking phenomenal. I think both of them are gonna be great. Me and my brother used to love the shit out of the Bad Boys series. I remember when the first one came out, we actually rented that bitch from Blockbuster Video, and we watched that motherfucker for about 4 or 5 days straight that entire Thanksgiving break until we had to take it back. And we got held that movie damn near memorized. But Bad Boys for Life is on the way next year, and so is Coming to America 2. And I don't think Black America could be any more excited about those two classics being revived in the same year. It's shaping up to be a pretty exciting 2020 in the year of movies, if that's what we have to look forward to. But on the other side of Hollywood, I want to shed a bit of respect due and bid adieu and goodbye to one of the greatest out there, Mr. John Witherspoon. He passed this past week, and he'll sorely be missed, from the Wayans brothers to Vampire in Brooklyn to Boondocks. I mean, you name it. John Witherspoon's been there. Hell, House Party. I mean, you know, he's just been a staple. Hell, he was down way back in the Richard Pryor days, you know. So much respect due to that man, and hate to see him go. They were just getting ready to revive the Boondocks series, if I wasn't mistaken. But moment of silence for him, and my prayers and my energy goes out to his family, and we'll take that moment of silence. All right, yeah, man, all right, that was a rough one, man. Like, wasn't expecting that one to hit, and didn't expect it to be as sudden, but that's life, man. One day you're here, next day you go, and it sucks, you know, that another great one, let's go too soon. Oh, man. All right, well, back to the fuck shit. Kanye West is not gold. This motherfucker is back. Like, back. Like, he has found a way to get his ass back in the news. And I don't believe that people are giving him way more than the sheer flack that I think he deserves. Like, he came out last year and said he asked, what was it, Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg for some money, talking about he was down bad, you know, he was good for it, and owed, what was it, like $11 million in taxes, and got a $68 million tax return this year, and now all of a sudden he'd have found Jesus. And nobody said anything about this album, right? Heard. All right. Good for him. But you know what wasn't good for him? That damn brunch debacle that he had. What was that? Baton Rouge? He held a brunch a couple of weeks ago where he was supposed to be doing his, you know, his Sunday service. And people spent an extra $55 to partake in a brunch. And he was supposed to do his show, and it's brunch. It's Sunday service, so it's typically during the daytime. Kanye doesn't show up till like 7:30 that night and charged him $55 for a styrofoam plate of cold grits, a fucking soybean looking like patty, two strips of bacon, some old pre-cooked ass pancakes, and I think that was it, you know. Then didn't show up till like 7 o'clock that evening, bro. Talking about didn't come pick him up from the airport. Hurt. All right. I'm gonna get off that topic before I say some shit that I piss some people off, man. You know. I'm just saying, listen to your corner, watch for the hook. And Epstein didn't kill himself. And you know what? With that, man, ain't too much more going on this week that I had on my agenda to talk about, other than the Popeye's chicken sandwich is back and somebody dying over it in Baltimore. But, you know, that's about it. Yeah. And shit. Thank you guys for listening to the show again this week. And hopefully y'all tune in next time around. And as always, be bold, be vigilant, be brilliant, be yourself, be someone. I'ma be out. You know what? Not necessarily on the hip hop tip, but you know, R&B, Tank. Y'all know he had his little shit that, you know, came out a couple of weeks ago, which was basically to build some buzz behind his new album that had dropped like a couple of days after his little random air quotes fucking drop about if a man sucks a dick once or twice, or gets his dick sucked once or twice, doesn't make him gay. I don't know, you know. I briefly glanced over that shit because once I found out that he plugged his damn album at the end of his clarification of his statement, then I knew exactly what the hell it was. It was just a grab for some clicks to plug his album, which I ended up streaming it, and it's actually really good. Ladies, you should definitely be playing this over the holidays and look at a snuggle up, because you know it is cuddle season in this bitch. So put that Tank on and listen to some Elevation and get out of hey, this is fucked up. I definitely gotta edit that one out. So, ladies, put some Tank on and get elevated. Listen to that Elevation. And maybe grab you a glass of some red wine or Cabernet Sauvignon, like some Dow or Oberon or something like that. Maybe Meiomi and Pinot Noir. Get elevated, get lifted, and do something dirty. Who knows? That's my favorite track on that album, by the way. It's your boy C. Griggs Rogue. We'll be back. What's the deal going down? It's your boy C. Griggs Rogue, and welcome to another episode of the Rogue Radio. Coming to you live and direct from Houston, Texas. And, jumping straight on into it. Jasmine Cashmere is a motherfucking preacher now. So, yeah. That happened. And, that's all I got to say about that.